Rhode Island's economic recovery is still trailing our New England neighbors, so there's no better time than now for the General Assembly to launch a measured study of the way we levy the taxes that pay for roads, schools, and social services. The Assembly has set up two initiatives on taxes. One would evaluate economic development tax breaks to determine what benefits they bring to our economic well-being. Some of the questions that hopefully will be answered: do tax incentives for Hollywood movies generate enough jobs to be worth it? How about the tax credits that are used to restore historic buildings? And do communities that grant developers property tax relief get enough benefit to offset the cost burden they place on businesses and homeowners? The other foray into taxes is a special joint legislative committee that met for the first time last week. Its mission is to consider the state sales tax with an eye toward making changes that would boost the economy. Let's hope that these two studies don't suffer the same fate as many others and so-called Blue Ribbon Commission reports have over the years, since the ill-fated Greenhouse Compact study of the early 1980s that sought to set a state venture capital fund. Rhode Islanders have witnessed one report after another that have done little but gather dust. Every time one interest group or another babbles on about tax changes, we're reminded of the words of the late Senator Russell Long of Louisiana. Whenever he heard the words tax reform, Long said it usually meant, quote, "don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree," unquote. For far too many years, Rhode Island tax policy has been set by Long's dictum. The whims of the politicians in the Assembly, the lobbyists who prowl the marble corridors, and the special interests who pay for political campaigns generally get their way. This has created a tax code that favors some services and products over others, but doesn't necessarily help Rhode Island create jobs. Rhode Island's sales tax rate is 7%, higher than our New England neighbors. Yet, because our sales tax is riddled with exemptions, Rhode Islanders rank only 25th among the 50 states in the amount of sales tax actually collected per $1,000 of personal income. Many of us wonder why, for example, the state collects a sales tax on magazines but not on newspapers, or why we pay a gasoline tax but none on home heating oil. If you can afford a luxury box seat at a college basketball game, you won't pay a tax. And if you own a luxury yacht, there's no tax on your repair or storage fees. Beginning November 1st, you won't pay a sales tax in Rhode Island on alcoholic beverages. You may wonder how this happened. Well, it was the result of the usual end of the legislative session ledgermane that has given us other great ideas over the years. It turns out that Massachusetts dropped sales taxes on booze 2 years ago, which frosted Rhode Island liquor store owners along the Bay State's borders. One of those package store owners just happens to be Representative Jan Malik of Warren, whose establishment is a couple of Tiger Woods drives from the Massachusetts border. In one of those delicious no-conflict-with-my-interest statehouse moments, Malik persuaded his colleagues to cut taxes for liquor store proprietors. Oil dealers argue that heating oil is a necessity of life that shouldn't be taxed. Can the liquor guys make a similar claim? While liquor stores get a tax break, restaurants, which produce thousands more jobs, don't. Bars and restaurants will still have to pay sales taxes on their alcohol purchases. Rhode Island's sales tax rate hasn't been raised since 1991, when it was hiked to cover the cost of the credit union crash bailout. Governor Lincoln Chafee tried, shortly after he became governor, to begin a conversation about lowering the top 7% rate by adding taxes to some items that are exempt, including entertainment and sports tickets. He met a solid wall of opposition from the business community and the Providence Journal, the state's largest newspaper. Maybe Chafee shouldn't have tried to strike the newspaper's tax exemption. Then there's the whole question of the impact of taxes on the economy. In 2009, Massachusetts raised its sales tax from 5% to 6.25%. At about the same time, Rhode Island reduced income taxes for wealthier taxpayers. Then-Governor Donald Cacciari said the lower income taxes on high earners would spur economic growth. So why is the Massachusetts economy doing so much better than ours? Wouldn't it be nice this time if our lawmakers would consider the interests of all Rhode Islanders instead of the statehouse-favored few when making tax policy? If they don't, the only solace we can take is that Bibles and coffins are exempt from the Rhode Island sales tax.